Okay, councillors, apologies for holding everyone up. If I can ask, firstly, are there any apologies to note?
Councillor Devlin.
Councillor Devlin. Councillor Burgess.
Councillor Donnelly.
Councillor Donnelly. Sorry, say that again, Councillor Hamill. Noted also. Okay, anyone further? No. Any declarations of interest, councillors? Okay, thank you, and apologies for the hold-up this evening. Thank you for bearing with me. I have just been out in the corridor discussing with Councillor Enright because we had a late submission this afternoon of an emergency motion, which unfortunately, after discussion with the Chief Executive and on quite some time having reflected on it now over the last hour, so I deem to be an appropriate and contravening standing order, so I'm not going to table this specific emergency motion this evening. I have discussed it with Councillor Enright. I have asked that the motion was pertaining to the announcement by Derry on the 30th of September, and they made an announcement about the NI renewables obligation. There's an ongoing consultation pertaining to that announcement. The consultation, I understand, closes on Wednesday forthcoming. So I have asked that, in absence of this emergency motion being tabled, that the topic is tabled for discussion at the next regulatory and technical services meeting, committee meeting. And at that meeting, I presume that councillors will come to a position which can then be ratified by full council in due course. And I think that's sufficient enough to outline our council's position on this issue and submit, therefore, to the department in writing. So, councillors, if I can lead you on to item number 3 then. Action sheet arising from council meeting held on the 7th of September 2015, and we're going to go through for accuracy. Sorry, bear with me, and I'm working with a paper copy this evening, so anyone that has any difficulties putting up with me, please let me know. So we're going through for accuracy, councillors. Page 1. Page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5. Okay.
Yeah, no, just Chairman, let me just go through the minutes, maybe just for proposals, second, and then just for access, and then we'll get them proposed in a second. I suppose in the action sheet, Chairman, just to say that most of the stuff has been actioned, I think, in regards the letters have been sent out regarding the notice of motion. Regarding dairy commodities, revision of the air ambulance has also been sent. We have also, on the refugee crisis, I think members will be, probably the news is keeping them as members well informed. I see there's a statement to the House today at the Assembly on this. I've also circulated a note clearly from Ian Snowden, from DSD, who are the lead department for the operational group, and one of our officers is also been on that operational group along with Belfast City Council. She represents the councils outside of Belfast. So again, at this point in time, there's not an awful lot of information from ourselves as members of the seat and the notes from DSC. But just Chairman, that's the only other issue unless members of other... Can I just maybe draw your attention to presentations for the special council meeting, the council meeting on the fourth Monday of the month. At the October meeting with the Commissioner's complaints and an update on the next phase of organisation design structures will be presented to Council. On the 23rd of November will be NI Water. December there will be no meeting given the Christmas period, which we'll be talking about later on. On the 25th of January, where pensioners, pension wives and the Pensioners Parliament will be invited along to speak on that. They were discussed at the party leaders meeting as discussed. Shall I?
Okay, Councillor Kern, you're looking in.
Very briefly, Madam Chairman, could I ask the Chief Executive on page 1 in relation to roads, the pictures met with the EC Commission, roads. And could I ask the Chief Executive Have you any information in relation to the meeting we have with Lord Tier when they're going to have the information day in Drontapri? Because a lot of people want to know, because it's very important that information day is held to give the opportunity to retailers and people on the views of one way systems in Drontapri. And the other chairman, is on page 3 in relation to the letter sent to confirmation of from Derry to have that meeting. Is there any dates come in to when that meeting is going to be? Those are two things I would like to ask.
Chairman, content about the play, because of course in Road Service, no, we've got no further information. I think they agreed to go back and have a look at the following discussion to do some sort of consultation. But Chairman, we can follow that up with a note to them and email to try and find out what their time frame for that is. And Chairman, we'll certainly let that to all members. I know it's particularly of interest to the Dempaka Council, but I suppose certainly to all members just for information. In regards to the, I spoke to the Chief Executive, Gary Stavall. He hasn't got a date for that meeting as of yet, but he said he'd come back to me, so whenever that's done, we'll contact the representative identified to do that. But there's nothing about this point in time.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you, Lynn. Councillor Howland.
Thanks, Monitor. This on page 3 of the action sheet, the delegation who were to be sent before the rate support round, are we not a nomination from the independent group, no?
Chairman, I was agreed at the council meeting, there was only 3 representatives asked from Derry Stavall, and that was agreed with the council.
Thanks again.
Sorry, Councillor McDonald.
I had asked, I think, for a meeting with the European office in Belfast, and it was agreed that we meet with them following the decision to not to give funding for the Southern Relief Road in Uri, and I don't see it mentioned at all.
Councillor McAteer, yes, we made contact with the EU Commission's office in Belfast to ask for the meeting. It was to be an officers' meeting, and they came back to us just on Friday, and to make arrangements for that. So
I can't recall it saying an officers' meeting. I asked for a council meeting.
Okay, it was minuted as an officers' meeting, so that was the reason for it.
Would that be correct, then, to that it's a proper council delegation? But I don't see it on the action sheet.
Second item on the action sheet,
is it?
Yeah.
For old style, yes.
Special council meeting. It's really the council officials meet with the EU Commission to explore alternative sources of funding for the Southern Relief Road.
Okay. Page 1. Thanks, what?
Okay, Councillor McAteer, are you happy enough to
come? Yes, long as it's gone, that's good. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hardy, Councillor McAteer, if you could just switch the lighting off there, thank you.
Okay, so I'll send in the nomination tomorrow for our travel for that race meeting.
Thank you. Okay, anyone further?
Councillor said make the announcement then that it's council officers and a council delegation to meet with the European Commission. We can make that amendment, Chairman. If members are content with that record.
Apologies, Councillor. I have a agenda that has bits of last month's meeting in it as well. Bear with me. So just go through the minutes for accuracy then. I'll take them page 1 at a time, and I'm working from the paper copy here, so I'm starting at page number 6. And it's the minutes from council meeting held on Monday the 7th of September. So.
Page 10 on the minute pad, Chairman.
Page 10 on the minute pad and page 6 on the paper copy. So page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13, page 14, page 15, page 16, page 17.
Just on the special meeting with Transporter, and I at that meeting, because I wasn't at the last full council meeting, Simon did say, I know there was a number of issues raised, but I raised an issue around Bulls Hill and Yuri, and he did say he would come back to me directly, and to date I haven't received any response. I'm just concerned because at the weekend there was quite another quite serious incident in that area, and I don't have a contact for him directly. So I was wondering if we could follow that up. I'm not sure if other councillors have that response.
I got an email to Tim.
Okay, councillor. Can we get a proposal and second to them, please, for the accuracy? Proposed by councillor Hannah, thank you. Councillor Craig, sorry.
Councillor McGurry, second it.
Seconded by councillor McGurry, thank you.
Okay, and you know what the next question is.
Okay, on to item number 5 then, councillors, the minutes of the Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism Committee held on the 14th of September. Again, we'll go through them for accuracy, page by page. So, starting on page 25 in the paper copy, page number 1, page number 2, page number 3, page number 4, page number 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, sorry, page 10 and can I get a proposal and seconder, please? Proposed by Councillor Hammer, seconded by Councillor Stokes, thank you.
Any matters arising?
Any matters arising, Councillors?
Yes.
Councillor Fitzpatrick?
Yes, I just note on the matters, on the matters arising about the sports, the Space and Play grant. That the council's obviously making a choice here as to which one to go for, and I know it's recommended, I think it's recommended that one that I have an interest in has been allocated, but I'm just concerned that that's going to be put away later again after 9 long years.
In relation to that, Miriam Warren Legacy Council had made 2 applications to Space and Place, one for Derry Moor House development and then one for the Play Play Park. The indications are that the application most suitable to the Space and Place criteria is the Derry Moor House application, and that's why we're making that recommendation, because that's where we're most likely to get the funding, and Space and Place require the council to only make 1 application. In relation to the Play Park, we have suggested that that would fall potentially under the Rural Development Programme funding, and we'll recognise that within our strategy, because we'll be working with, obviously, the Active and Healthy Community, who have been a review of play strategy, and also a review of the sports grounds, that will be recognised within the strategy, and that's why we're making that recommendation.
I'm just wondering, does Michael have any comment to make on it, and just for reassurance? I know you're hiding down now, but for reassurance, just with regard to the play strategy.
Sorry, Michael, could I ask you to come to the front here so that all councillors can be privy to that conversation? It seems to be a side show.
Not really, because
he's sitting down there. I can't really. Thank you, Chair. I'm not quite sure in terms of reassurance what I can do. Certainly we're working through the play strategy as we speak. That will identify a number of priority areas for playgrounds across the district. I'm absolutely confident that the areas you're talking about will be identified in that strategy in some way or other. Unfortunately, the strategy isn't developed, so I can't say what the outcome of that will be, but certainly we will be looking at areas that currently don't have play provision. And we'll be looking at the entire state of playgrounds at this moment in time with a view to refurbishment or removal of some of those. But that will be a few months away before we have that.
Thank you, Michael. Councillor Anna.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, I am disappointed that the spark on eligible, but I do understand the reasons why, and I accept that totally. I am comforted to know that they could be eligible under the Rural Development Programme. I just want to make sure that we are liaising with the communities and those groups involved, you know, so they're not kept in the dark and there's no sort of misinformation as to where our priorities lie. The officials could give an update on that.
Well, we can certainly liaise with the community groups in that matter and just advise them where we're at with the application and advise them of this coming out of council tonight.
Just in terms of the play strategy, we will be adopting exactly the same approach as we had with the facility strategy with Sport NI. So we'll be going out to all of the communities through the 7 DEAs. And we will be consulting widely with them on the play strategy, both in terms of their needs and on the condition of their existing playgrounds and the location of those and so on. So that will happen, and once we have a draft which the council has considered, we'll go back out again and consult on that, so they will absolutely be part of the conversation.
Thank you, Michael. Okay. No further matters arising, councillors? No. So on to item number 6, please. Go through for accuracy. So we're looking at the Ministry's Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee held on Thursday the 17th of September, and I'm going to go through on the paper copy, so I'm starting from page 35, page number 1, page number 2, page number 3, page number 4, page number 5, page number 6, page number 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13, page 14. Matters arising, councillors? Proposed and seconded for accuracy first. Proposed by Councillor Burns, seconded by Councillor Craig. Okay. Matters arising? Councillor Murray.
Yep. Just after that meeting under marketing and communications, I had requested this information about the extension of the corporate graphics design contract. Ms. Keegan was to get back to me, hasn't yet gotten back to me the information on the selection process in relation to this contract, and just to find out really was there any update.
On that, Chairman, sorry for that, Chairman. I'll make sure that is sent out to you. Okay.
Thank you, Eddie.
Chairman, maybe I just a couple of issues on it. First of all, is the nomination for the Councillor's website reference group. Again, we're keen to get a representative or a couple of representatives from each of the parties just to sort of feed into the website. I don't know whether the councillors want to come in on separate items. Maybe you want to deal with that, Chairman, and then we'll leave that at the end.
Councillor Stoker, do you have a separate item?
Separate item, sure.
Yeah, go ahead then.
Yeah, sure. Just in relation to the proposal at the meeting for an urban temporary urban garden at the rear of the New York Centre. That's the background to that and why that was refused. It's not clear on the minutes why that was refused, sir.
Chairman, just on that matter, Chairman, the request from in, Chairman, was tabled at the last meeting, Chairman, and the recommendation from officials was to refuse this request on this site, however, to identify other sites that would be suitable for it, Chairman. The reason being is that the council obviously have identified the back of the Arts Centre as a strategic site. And as you're probably aware, that under the Tenancy Act, if you were to license or lease that land for a period of a year or more, the council would have to pay a compensation to remove any individual or any organisation who was on it. So therefore, it was felt, because it was a strategic site, that the project, even though it was excellent, Chairman, may be best headed elsewhere. And we did something similar with the Southbank Community Rescue as well.
Okay.
Councillor Stiff. Councillor Holland.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Chair. Just page 10, the plan submission for the club roundabout. I believe that community feature will include work of local blacksmiths. And we have a representative from the Maritime Association here tonight with us.
they were wishing to know, would the council be given financial contribution towards that work? Maybe Eddie would know.
Chairman, no, Chairman, that was raised at the last meeting, and the agreement was, Chairman, the council officials had identified that the cost of the implementation of the scheme, excluding the planning approval, was £1,800, and the council had agreed to meet that cost.
Thank you, Councillor. Apologies, Councillor Craig. There's another light indicated here, flashing red. Please just bear with us, Councillor Enright. Go ahead.
With regard to the website reference group, both Patrick and I have a long experience in developing websites, so we could make ourselves available if you were interested.
Thank you. Councillor Craig.
Yeah, Chair. Our representative would be Councillor Harry Harvey on that reference group.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor McKay.
Chairman, the party leaders I know discussed three nominations for the shortlist and interview panel for Director of Corporate Services. I know we had got Councillor Craig on behalf of the unionist community.
Councillors, on to item number 7 then. Minutes of the Active and Healthy Communities Committee meeting held on the 21st of September. So if I can ask you, we'll go through them page by page once again for accuracy. So starting on page number 56 on the paper copy, page number 1, page number 2, page number 3, page number 4, page number 5. Can I get a proposer and seconder, please? Proposed by Councillor Cummins, seconded by Councillor Highland. Thank you. Any matters arising? No. Okay, on to item number 8 then, Councillors. Minutes of the Regulatory and Technical Services Committee held on the 23rd of September. Again, for accuracy, page by page, and I'm starting on page 61 on the paper copy. Page number 1, page number 2, page number 3, page number 4, page number 5, page number 6, page number 7. Proposed by Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Taylor. Apologies. Councillor Andrews, were you looking in? No, you were just proposing. Matters arising then, Councillor Taylor.
I was pedestrian access, the possibility of pedestrian access at St. Mary's Cemetery from the Council Car Park at the tennis court. Have we liaised with Newry Parish yet? I know it's only been agreed tonight.
I don't know at this moment. Council or off the drafters is on hand, it's not back on Monday, but I'll follow that up and come back to you.
I did mention at that particular meeting about possibly changing those two bus shelters on the Camden Road, one and I say one at Derry Tag and one trying to get. Because they've been so problematic with anti-social issues over the last number of years. Do we know how far that is? I know we wrote drawings and stuff like that, but there may be an issue around price, but it's something more appropriate than what we have there at the moment. And working in conjunction with the community groups, and TransLink, I'm sure we can come up with something.
Yes, we can follow that up, just said that following up from the minister tonight, and Mr. Rutherford taking them up, you know.
Just in relation to the nominations for the Little Working Group, I would like to propose Harold Key from our party.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor McTeer?
Yes, on page 3 or page 67, so it's just about the scheme of delegation. I don't know, does that include, that question, that does that include delegating authority to someone else as well as the Chief Planning Officer? Because when Chief Planning Officer is off, there's no one else to sign off on the approved planning applications or the ones that have approved or refused. I wonder if that, does that include that? And there was nothing done about it. Where is that? I don't know if apparently it was suggested at some stage, but has some other officer delegated, is that right?
Which item are you referring to, Councillor?
Yeah, it's on page 3. I presume that was what it was on. Page 3 or page 67. Scheme of delegation.
Sorry, page 63.
Yeah, page 63. Oh, so you know what it means.
Okay. I get clarification. I don't have a scheme of delegation with me, but the scheme of delegation very clearly lays out in terms of the authorities.
Yes.
The various parties.
Yes, but can you remember, Liam, has there been any movement on delegating authority as well as the Chief Planning Officer, some of the rest? I think that's the way it had gone. It wasn't a delegation of authority, which was quite important to the smooth running, or at least to try to attempt a smoother running planning process.
Yeah, I suppose the authority, in terms of the scheme of delegation, allows a level of authority going in terms of members, so the process is whereby the officers publish on a weekly basis decisions that they plan to issue within the next 5 days. If they are not called into the briefing panel, then decisions are delegated on the planning office, whether by the chief planner or his deputy, issues them decisions. So if the planning is delegated to officers to issue them.
Yeah, but I think the problem was that only the chief planning officer could sign off when you're trying to get someone else. I thought that's what that was referring to, hasn't it?
I'm not aware of that. I'm not aware of that, Chairman. I could certainly follow up.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor McGrath.
Thank you very much. Just on the item on page 5 regarding the planning, it says that officers were confident that significant progress has been made in the coming months and confirmed that planning officers were continuing to work on older applications which would benefit economic regeneration. Is that what sort of definition is there for that economic regeneration, and is there any way of including economic benefit in terms of planning applications? Because I'm sure most councillors in the chamber will have been contacted by people that have significant applications, be it for businesses and business development, or even for maybe schemes of building 10, 12, 15, 20 houses that could employ lots of local building trade, plasterers, brickies, labourers that could all be getting jobs that are maybe trapped in the system. And is there any way of sifting out planning applications that would provide jobs in the area to be able to give them some sort of priority so that we can do what we can in the backlog to try and deliver for local jobs?
Chairman, the scheme of prioritisation which the council operates basically particularly targets economic projects. So major businesses which are looking to do expansion on major inward investment projects which come to the area, they are given priority over individual houses or housing development schemes. And I suppose as we outsource the level of resources within our planning department, we will then start to look at other areas. And one of the areas we're looking at is where schemes are on site, major developments on site, and site maintenance would help things to move quickly. That's one of the areas we're particularly looking at to see can we do that. But again, I'm conscious that we're using it's particularly targeted at businesses at this stage, but as you know, hopefully in the next month or so, we will have a fully resourced planning department, and that will enable us to priority some of them on our amendments to enable quick decisions. Again, it gets back in time, and there's a long discussion at the committee, which members will be aware of, whereby the backlog that we have within our own council area, you know, in terms of when we inherited this 6 months ago,
we had 228 applications over 12 months old. We were by far the highest number of live cases above any other council area that got it. And we were, because of maternity leave within our area, we had a number of planners died. We are now moved, and again, I think the comments, I think the debate reflected, the meeting reflects the members. Can see a beginning, an improvement in terms of planning delivery. And that there, you know, I think that will only continue on over the next few months, month by month, that will get better to the point now that we're actually issuing more decisions now than we are actually receiving applications. So that, again, that is in the backlog. But again, the members' point is well made, and it's something that we are very conscious of in the senior management team.
Thank you, Councillor. I'm looking around me here. Sorry, Councillor Craig.
Chair, our nomination for the anti-level working group is Councillor Billy Walker.
Thank you, Councillor.
Just on the general planning thing, again, I'm only reflecting the public's concern, certainly builders that are contacting me regarding the operation, or not, you know, it's a minutiae of the planning system. In that, if a building site is up and going, and the builders or the applicants are putting in an application for a minor change to the particular on the site as they go along, unfortunately, those applications are going back to the back of the queue, and I'm very worried. And in fact, it's been said to me as well that some building sites are having to actually stop work because they haven't had the proper approval, even though the only minor amendments have been made. And, you know, I was trying to emphasize that something really needed to be done to try and fast track those particular ones across, because they're not full applications and wouldn't need the same amount of honours or women hours given to them. But yet it allowed the building site to continue, and the employees didn't have to be stood down. So I was just appealing for more work to be done on that before it becomes a real catastrophe.
John Ross, the pilot, is making the town from McGrath. At this point in time, we're targeting economic projects. What we want to do is, when we get more resources in, to free up more time, is to actually start to target places for this amendment and be able to deal with it with the council says.
Thank you,
Councillor.
Guy
Stokes. That's probably not the best thing to say. you know, our member of the Letters Task Force.
Thank you. Councillor Brown.
Our grouping would like to nominate Charles Finlay to the Anti-Litter Working Group.
Thank you. Okay, is that everyone then? Yes. Okay, members, can we proceed on to item number 9 then, please? The draft date for committee meetings in December 2015. And I'm going to pass it over to Liam. To, excuse me, councillors, can I get your attention, please, if you're just quite finished? Liam, you're going to take us through that report.
With the help of Aileen. Aileen does all the work, no point in me taking all the credit for it. But again, Chairman, we had a discussion with the party leaders. What we've redone is we're conscious that we lose because of the Christmas holiday period. We're also conscious that members will know that we need to allow 5 days after the minutes are published for call-in purposes before we can go to the council meeting. So what we have done is we have moved the party reps until the 21st. We've moved that from the health community on until the 21st, and we have rescheduled the other meetings you've seen there in terms that the regular technical services is on the 9th of December, enterprise and regeneration is the same day, and strategic planning and resources is the same day. So it's really probably regular technical services and acting health communities has been moved along with the party representatives. So hopefully members are content enough in that and can amend their layers accordingly.
Any comments, councillors?
Just give a motion.
Can I get a proposed and seconded then? Proposed by Councillor Taylor, seconded by Councillor McKay. Thank you. Okay, item number 10 then, councillors, the appointment of members to the Board of Collingwood Law Commissioners. Can we have proposals?
Again, Chairman, this is two members.
Councillor Harding? Sorry, Councillor McGrath.
I'd love to have a close transcript of the topic.
Okay, thank you, councillors. And councillor.
Not a problem, sir. I'm proposing house to councillor McKee, so I mean just three.
Councillors, with three appointments, three nominations then for the two appointments. So what we'll do is we will ask you to vote on each of them, and then the lowest one is eliminated and the other.
So can I maybe just a point on that? I've read through the basin note on it, and it doesn't say it's a necessity that only two, you know, we discussed the possibility that certainly could be as obvious if you made a possible ruling appointments to give all the parties potentially some involvement in it over the four-year period.
Sorry, I got the impression from the meeting that you were just going to go ahead with two appointments, but you're absolutely right. The call is with the council. We've asked the Harbour Authority if we can make this a rolling thing. Mm. You could change them after a year or after 2 years, whatever you're, you'd prefer, but you must have two. And the Harbour Authority, Kieran Grant, the acting chief executive, have said that the deal with very specific maritime issues, a build-up of knowledge over a period of time is always helpful, and that is a preference for continuity, but it is a matter for the council.
I think if it had been a necessity, that would have been a different matter, but I think it's more desirable rather than a requirement.
Councillor Hardy?
I think this is right to them, you know, saying you have three nominations and we'd like them to consider the three nominations, because I think this is happening on previous committees on New Year Morning Council where they'd ask for two nominations, and where we'd want to have the larger parties and unions and representation that we'd ask, and we should raise off them and ask if they accept the three, and if they don't, then we want to go into our rolling process, and only anyone has an issue with that.
Item 15 tabled, Councillor.
Chairman, just on the one St Harbour board, there is three councillors representing that, so what to say?
Okay, councillors, happy to proceed then. On to item number 11, borough status.
Chairman, the paper says 48, basically as part of the shadow period, council was...
Councillors, sorry, excuse me, Liam, apologies. I can't hear a word Liam saying, and he's sitting right beside me, so can I please ask for it once again some decorum and respect?
Chairman, during the shadow period, members have seen that we appoint a mayor for the, you know, as Yuri had a mayor that they wanted a mayor for the city. The only reason to get a mayor is we to apply for borough status. Again, it was discussed at that point in time in terms of we'd apply for borough status, maybe the passing area for borough with the purposes. The paper here and the guidelines prepared here sort of sets out the process. So we're suggesting on the 9th of November having a special meeting to proceed with the borough status on to make a decision on the borough status on that date.
Any comments, councillors? Councillor, I'm right, sorry.
Chairperson, in principle, I'd be delighted to support such a motion. I'm just concerned that there's a reference in the document to a Lord Mayor. As a Republican, I'm quite happy to have a mayor, but I have difficulty with the notion of Lord, you know?
He says, no, I might have. It should be mayor, not Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carr.
Yes, I have to say, I thought we decided this months ago, before this council actually got started, that this is the procedure that was going down. And that it'll take the best part of the year to do it, so we get into it straight away and have it all accomplished over the first year. I find it a bit bewildering that we're now sitting down talking about starting the process. Are we quite literally starting the process? Has some work been done behind the scenes, or?
No, we
quite literally starting.
No, Chairman, we're not quite literally starting the process. When we discussed it in shadow period, there was new regulations to be issued in regard to that. The department hasn't issued the new regulations. So rather than, we waited for 6 months for them, but as you'll be aware, the Assembly's having difficulties getting some of this legislation out. So rather than delay any further, we are now proceeding it. So it's not only, you know, in terms, yeah, we've held it off for 6 months, but now with the meeting and stuff like that, we plan processing the thing on. So it hasn't been a delay really, has been a delay in our part, but again, we are waiting for guidance. As you see there from the extract from the governance meeting, we were waiting for guidance from the department.
Councillor Councillor Andrews. Sorry, Councillor. You're done. Councillor McKay.
Chairman, I did raise it at the shadow time, kind of deputy chair at the time, and I was just wondering, you know, is there, let's say we do get the borough status, you know, will there be a cost? There was £30,000 spent in Brandon, and if you look at all our locals and all that's behind you, wherever, as district council, will it then become borough council subject to having fallen into place?
Chairman, no, you don't, there can be no change. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to use the borough. Armagh City and district council was a borough for its time and didn't change its name. So, no, it's what you can use is the borough status enables you to call a mayor legally to have a mayor. You can't have a mayor if you don't have borough status. That's the bottom line of it. But no, it doesn't change the name. And I think the view from that point in time, I think from the members at the point was, was to actually remain with the district name as opposed to the borough name.
Okay, councillor, so can I get a proposal and seconder then? Proposed councillor Carr, seconder councillor Taylor. Okay, so on to item number 12 then, councillors. A letter from Tourism Ireland regarding the save the date for Lord Mayor's Show in London on the 14th of November. Sam Cadogan in my place. Any comments, councillors?
Just to get the chairman to agree for the chairman. Chairperson, my apologies again to attend the event on the 14th of November at the Irish Embassy.
Proposed and seconded. Proposed by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Mulgrew. Okay, so on to item number 13 then, Councillors. NOGA Partnership Panel Meeting. Councillors, this item is just for noting.
Just to keep you abreast of NOGA, we haven't got the minutes from the last partnership panel meeting. I know Councillor Curran and myself attended it. Again, it's to note that NOGA did, just for members' information, there's currently a piece of work being done to look at how the partnership panel is working and revise that, and hopefully over the next couple of weeks prior to the next panel meeting there will be a reworking of how the partnership panel is working, but just to keep members informed of what's happening.
Okay, councillors. So proceeding on to our motions tabled this evening then.
Maybe do the documents.
Sorry, apologies,
I've missed. So, maybe if you're content, I read about just a couple of extra ones here. There's the My Community Centre Wayleave Agreement for the installation of broadband antenna with the Clanry Group. Disposal of land adjacent to St Patrick's Avenue, Dunpatrick, Murray Morning Down Council to Lauren Kenneth Limited. St John Bosco DSC contribution agreement and public path temporary closure at Millvale Road to allow development at Dermo Road, Bestwick. I'd just say a proposal and seconded for the chairman.
Can I get a proposal and seconded, please? Yeah. Proposed by Councillor Harding, seconded by Councillor Ryan. Thank you.
Sorry,
Michael.
The Met Community Centre, that way leave of agreement, it's not to have the broadband, it's not to have an antenna on the community centre itself, presumably. Was it a way need to get to?
So I'm just guaranteeing
it. Is it mounted on the building? That's probably not the question.
The grantor does hereby grant Wayleave an agreed location, position on the premises to install, use, retain, maintain apparatus in order to provide wireless access facilities together with the grantee and all persons authorised by it to the premises to inspect it and maintain and just or to connect to put the antenna on the building.
Any further comments, Michael?
I think just a few land beds, sorry. I know that at one time they had antenna, and I'm not sure it's the same type on the roof of the march. And because children are involved, it becomes a very anxious debate over whether it's the best location for them or not. But this is some sort of lesser Wi-Fi for your area, or whether it's part of a bigger scheme. Is this part of the big scheme that's going across the whole of New York Morning?
Chairman, it's not something that's come through that I'm aware of. It's at this point in time, it must have come through the Legacy Council at one point in time. It's just coming to sign the way, leave now to get agreement. But so I can find out more information and let the council carry it over. I know there's a rollout of broadband. I know that one of the issues was a number of councillors had raised the idea of new broadband boxes, speaking of installing broadband boxes throughout the South Arm area. So I can find out more details.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm not objecting to it or anything. I rang a real alarm bell when you read it out.
Thank you, Councillor Carr. So, Councillors, moving on to the motions table this evening then. Motion number 16. I call upon Councillor Willie Clark to move the motion.
Thanks, Karen. I move the motion as read. Save a bit of time without reading it out again. This is in regard to a recent marine survey that was carried out, and the results were extremely disappointing for our council area. The survey was carried out with the assistance of the community, residents, community groups, schools, state groups, businesses, who collected tens of thousands of bags of litter over a three-year period. The context of the motion is it's calling for council to form a task force to reverse the findings of the survey, and by doing so, harnessing the support of the communities and their willingness to become involved in cleaning up their coastline. And there's a real need for statutory bodies and government departments such as NIEA, NI Water, DARD, and other departments to come together, particularly to develop an action plan with council. The findings of the Marine Litter Survey painted a really bad picture in relation to how clean our beaches are. Ballyhornan was four times the average litter, with 20,000 items per square kilometre. Our glass is 10,000 pieces of rubbish per kilometre, per square kilometre. And 500 metres, probably more along, 500 metres from our Blue Flag Beach in Trella, it saw double the average of 10,000 items per square kilometre. And the dirtiest beaches were found nearest to our fishing port. Was another finding within the survey that we had to deal with over 9,000 items of litter per square kilometre. And so I think very alarming results for our coastline, particularly given the tourism nature of our council area. And with the high tide and storms, and we had one overnight, it dumps tons of litter onto our coastline. And what we need is a coordinated cleanup. And I think they're essential to following storms. And we should be prepared for when storms take place. And then obviously then get people involved, get volunteers involved to assist with cleaning our beaches up. A major factor is the lack of in my opinion, is a lack of cleansing of our waterways. Nobody has the responsibility of to clear litter from our waterways, and then following torrential rain, then this rubbish then ends up in our sea. So I think it needs to be seriously looked at, even in our own council area, and just thinking even like Newcastle, there's nobody actually carries out cleansing within the island park. You skim the river, Bourne River, and which never gets cleaned, you know. So obviously that is a major factor in regards to litter turning up onto our beaches. But the impact of litter on our environment, is on marine wildlife, and indeed into the human food chain, has been the marine species are actually digesting small amounts of plastics, which is then in turn the toxins then is becoming into the food chain and then being passed on to humans. And we don't know what the results of that will be for a considerable period of time. But we certainly need to do something about reducing the amount of litter going into our waterway. Excuse me. In regards to our tourism product, as I said at the outset, it's been extremely damaged by dirty beaches. And both for visitors and locals alike, the last thing people want to see is considerable amounts of waste and litter on our coastline. Also, another point I think the task force could look at is in regards to the bathing water quality. And that's where particularly we need to enter into discussion with AI water and also in regards to guard as well, in regards to faulty septic tanks and causing runoff into our waterways as well. And there's a number of community representatives, and indeed we had a meeting with the director, the previous director of the Legacy Council, Councillor Enright, myself and Chris Hazard, in regards to looking at designating a number of our beaches for bathing purposes, such as Ballyhorn and such as Coolock and Coney Island. And what that does, that gives a greater focus and a greater responsibility to government organisations to actually carry out basic duties in regards to them waterways. Also, in regards to bin provision on beaches, particularly during bathing seasons, you just have to look at Newcastle Beach, where there's no bin provision whatsoever right along the whole strand. And it's something I have raised numerous times within the Legacy Council. It always comes back to cost. But I just feel that there is ways to do things in a collective way to reduce costs. Because if council or big corporate plan indicates that tourism is our future, and tourism is what we have to base ourselves in, then we have to ensure that we have the product right. And for somebody to visit Newcastle, just for example, and to come across a filthy beach, that does extreme damage, particularly in regards to modern times with social media. You could have a bad news story, which would do considerable damage to our tourism economy. So it's about looking in totality in regards to all aspects of beaches, including access, where in some areas there's very poor access as well onto beaches. So what I'm the most is actually calling for is just to, you know, focus minds, have a task force, what vehicle that will take that may come through the thematic group, through community planning, might be the best, conduit for that work to be carried out. But I'm listening to the debate, and now sum up. And there's a motion.
Apologies, sorry. Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor
Thank you, sir. I'm not going to labour the point too much because I think Councillor Clark covered everything. But I'd just like to officially second your proposal. As you said, you stated that this council's main priority was tourism and the promotion of our assets to that end. As far as I'm concerned, Carlingford Lock is the jewel in this district's crown. And one group that has taken it upon themselves to ensure that the shoreline around Carlingford Lock remains pristine is a group called the Love Your Lock Group. I've met with them on a few occasions, and I welcome anybody to check out their Facebook page. They do a clean up once a month, and you would not believe the amount of rubbish that they pick up from the shore of Carlingford Lock. I think the idea of a task force is really good. I think there's a huge will out there among the community. Just going by the Love Your Lock, the information you have from them, they have huge numbers out whenever they do their 2-minute beach cleanup. They have so many ideas that they're just bursting to share with the council. And if they had an avenue along the lines of Councillor Clark has outlined, a task force of some description, they'd be more than delighted to present us with their ideas. And there are community volunteer groups, and anything we can do to get those sections of our community on board to do the work that essentially we need done, I think we should give them all the support that we can. And as I said again, just officially seconding your proposal, Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Councillor Anna. Councillor Andrew.
Thank you very much, and perhaps the SDLP, we do welcome this motion. And I'd say we agree that as a tourist destination, that our beaches should be in pristine and excellent condition.
to enable our citizens and our visitors to enjoy. It is sad that the recent marine litter survey identified major sailings, and hopefully the council, you know, and our agency will be galvanised into action to deal with it. But with the indulgence of the proposal and said, I'd like to propose an amendment to this motion, and that my amendment is that this council notes with concern the recent marine litter survey, which identified major sailings in the cleanliness of local beaches, and calls upon the council's anti-litter working group in partnership with relevant statutory agencies and committee organisations to address this issue. And I do hope that with the indulgence of the proposer and seconder, that this amendment will be taken on board. You know, I believe that this working group, which has been appointed this evening, will, and with the remit widened to include what Councillor Clark's motion has indicated, will hit the ground running. We've got the councillors in place, and I think as a matter of urgency, the working group can get to work right away to deal with those issues. And again, I support the principle of the motion in which it's been tabled. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Andrews, can I ask you to repeat the amendment you're placing just for the accuracy of the minutes?
Yes, I'm trying to find out the microphone. I just wanted to, my amendment is, that this council notes with concern the recent marine litter survey, which identified major savings and the kindness of local beaches, and calls upon the council's anti-litter working group and partnership with relevant statutory agencies and community organizations to address this issue. Okay, the potential to push the statement and ready to the ground.
Thank you, Councillor.
I'd like to speak in support of William Clark on this issue. And I know that Terry's counter proposal is made with the best of intent, but I don't think from an operational point of view it makes a lot of sense, and I'll explain. Like Willie, I'm one of a number of councillors who organised community litter picks along the coast. And with Willie there last year, we, with the PCSP, we organised a huge litter pick there in Kilof. And I know that I invited the chair, I briefed the chairperson down on Minustown Beach there, I think during the winter sometime. I think we collected well over 8 tons, was it?
Tractor load.
A huge trailer load. Yeah. And I'm involved in quite a number of community litter picks along the coast like that. Places like Ardnash, Ballyhorn and Cleef. And I would say there's a particular issue that affects the coast. It is quite different to other parts of the litter issue. And I think that the law also is slightly different and it needs to be tackled separately. In a parallel point, Willie's also right that Chris Hazard, myself and other councillors were involved in getting some funding from the old council to finance the Stanford Lock and Lacale partnership to bring forward a study on having some of our beaches designated as EU bathing water beaches. And the purpose of that was to unpick everything that would need to be done to nominate various beaches, because I think at the time they were upset about the fact that all beaches in North Down were adopted without North Down having to apply, and that none of our beaches were adopted as EU bathing water beaches, and we would actually have to go through the application process. So basically, the old council funded the Friends of Lough and the Kale Partnership to go off and do that investigation. I know they have that work done now, and we'll be coming back to the new council shortly with the proposals as to how we can take forward the EU bathing water beach application for these beaches in the Kale. Now, Willie's quite right that legal status basically puts ourselves as a council in a situation where we have power over organisations like NI Water and other government departments, in a way that we don't have power at the moment, in the fact that we can say, for instance, ask for sewage not to be discharged onto the beaches quite legitimately. Now, at the time, all parties supported that approach. Now, I don't know if possibly that approach from the Stanford Lacare Partnership could possibly be tried in terms of having a working group adopting what the Stanford Lacare Partnership are talking about and building in what Willie is saying, and to try and have a particular focused attitude to this, because there are some special legal characteristics that lay around beaches in terms of their ownership, how they are managed, the laws that pertain to them, and in particular, I think that we would like to mention the fishing industry. Now, I myself have been involved in collecting rubbish off our last beach, and there's a picture on my website with me standing there with, I think, 343 blue gloves, fishing gloves, a dozen fishing boxes, and a a pile of fishing gear that would fill the center of the auditorium here. Now, it's the problem I've raised continually over the years with the harbour master in Ardglass, and he's aware of the problem, and he has attempted to have training courses for environmental impact with the various crews that come in. But there seems to be a tradition in Ardglass in particular, I can't speak for the Kilkeel, that even though we had a skip waiting for rubbish within the port, as the fishermen approach the port, there's a tradition of throwing the rubbish overboard just as you hold in the sight of Ardglass. And you can see them doing this if you use binoculars from the shore. So it's a problem we have, and I don't know how we're going to overcome it, because it's all about getting people to basically take the rubbish off the boat and put them into the skip provided, and they don't do it. So there are all sorts of issues associated with the beaches that you don't get with ordinary, litter situation. So I would be suggesting that Willie is right, and that we do need a special focus on this, because it's a unique problem, and it's something we have to solve if we're going to develop tourism in our area.
Thank you, Councillor Arnott. Councillor McKay.
Chairperson, we have no problem, obviously, as a party supporting Willie's or even FDLP's motion or amendment. It's just 2 weeks ago since three councillors, Councillor Hanna and Councillor Henry Ryan and myself, and apologies from Councillor Brian Quinn, to pick litter just off the Kilkeel shore on either side, 500 metres on either side of the harbour. One of the things we did discover, and it was talked about on the day, that not all litter that was found on either side of the harbour was fisherman's litter, or totally and absolutely marine litter. Bearing in mind, you did mention Kilkeel was pretty bad. I think one of the things you can say about Kilkeel, most harbours have rivers running maybe down the outside, either side of the piers, what have you. In Kilkeel, it was right down the centre of our harbour. Was never the best idea, such as I realised that, for a number of reasons. But I think you have to also see a lot of this is contributed from those upstream, if you like. Maybe people who live back out onto rivers and contribute to the rivers, and you do see that, and there's a picture posted on Facebook maybe 3 weeks ago in Kilkeel, that river where a lot of debris was lying. And if you go into Kilkeel River, you'll see today there's probably trolleys and what have you is over there. Now, and that makes its way obviously onto the beach, and it's down to itself. Now, some of the litter you see with quite a number of small cuttings of rope and fishing net type stuff, but a lot of that could be down to maybe nets tangled out at sea and then eventually make their way broken down and washed up onto the shore. Now, another thing which is Prince Henry did mention there, Councillor Quinn and myself met with people responsible for the swimming and all along at sea swimming, and they had major concerns about sewage making their way onto the shoreline there, and out maybe they have to swim sometimes out into 500 metres beyond where they normally would swim because of the danger of swimming in this contaminated water. Now again, part of the responsibility for that of overflowing sewage works in Anna Lerm, it is a small substation, again, it begins again particularly in the home. Is stuff being put down the toilets and what have you, and creating blockages and what have you, and the system's not able to take it, particularly in a flood at times. Again, that's another issue which starts on shore, if you like. I think, again, I would thank our own council 2-3 weeks ago for supplying bags, the plastic bags and the litter pickers, and again, very importantly, they disposed of quite a number of our bags. Councillor Enright mentioned skips on harbour. I think it still has a skip there. It's in a compound. But the issue used to be the set of skip at the side of the harbour. But then they discovered, again, the onshore people bringing the litter down, maybe mattresses, they knows what, and using that skip and filling the skip with what should have been going to an amenity site. And there they had to call a halt to that. So there's a number of issues. But I think we would certainly support something happening to tidy up, and I'd be too willing to lend a hand. I'm sure most councillors would here. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. If you could snap off your lights for me. Thank you. Councillor Craig.
Thank you, Chair. This is a very good motion, and we certainly would commend Councillor Clark for putting it forward and Councillor Ennis for seconding it. We certainly were alarmed at the findings of the Marine Litter Survey report, and especially in the light of the fact that the coastline is such a good natural asset to what the council has. Now, there are two aspects to it, and one I know has been talked about, and that is the removal of the litter. And I know councillors here have been personally involved in that, and also I know Councillor Clark mentioned the involvement of community groups, etc. There's good work been done there as well. But I think the task force really needs to focus on reducing the levels of litter. Now, whether that is through education programmes or through its advertising or through more proactive enforcement, whereas there's a clear message has been sent out to the public and fishermen if they're responsible. I have no evidence to back that up myself, but no matter who is responsible, that clear message goes out and it just will not be tolerated. So I do think it's a good thing to have this task force set up immediately. But I would see it eventually as subsumed into the community planning process under the environment thematic group and taken forward there, but I feel it needs to be started immediately. So we have no difficulty in supporting it, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Craig. Councillor Sarvin.
Thank you, Chair. I just really wanted to add comments on to it, and you know, reading the Down Recorder's front page back in August where it says Down has the dirtiest beaches in Northern Ireland, says the new study that we're talking about today, is very concerning, and it's very concerning when you look at the top four, and the top four being, as Councillor Clark has stated, Ballyhorn and Ardlass, Kilkeel and then Trella. But really I wanted to add a bit more around to that, is that Ballyhorn had the highest levels of the 14 categories, and 7 of them was Ballyhorn, and then there were top 3 out of the 14 was 12. And you know, when we talk about Trella Beach, and although most of this is around part of the beach that isn't blue flag status, but that can impact on to the blue flag status itself. And it's like a script was written, and Councillor Craig picked up on the education part, and it is vital that we do tackle it through schools and getting our youths involved. You know, encouraging schools to recycle, encouraging them to teach their children and get the council involved in teaching how recycling should be done, because many families could be going to the beach and they should leave the rubbish behind, but then it could be just a general litter issue within an area. So I think, yes, I agree with Councillor Andrews that the anti-litter group that has been agreed and nominees have been added should focus on this, and very much should be in the arena. But I also think that it's very important that we do focus on the education side of things, you know, and tackle it from the youth, and then from the youth they can teach their families, and then that will hopefully see that no more heavens of saying County Down has the worst beaches in Northern Ireland in their papers.
Thank you, Councillor Sarvin.
So, not one for self-promotion, but I'm running a charity race, the Bun Drum Grade 8, of which 2 miles is on the beach. So sponsorship forms are about to really sound. But the practice doing that, I've been on the beach a lot more than I would normally be. And I have to say, some of the litter on the beach at the minute, some of it would definitely not be stuff that you would want community groups. You would not be asking them. It's not the sort of litter that you would be asking any. It would have to be done by specialist people. And the particular part of the beach that I've been running on is also the bit that was associated with Royal County Down on the Irish Open. And I know there was a community litter pick at the time. I know the members of the Radovan Golf Clubs and stuff were out there, and everybody had the idea of getting the beach looking its best, when the TV cameras were on time. but it shows how quickly that that can turn from what was a combed and cleaned area into there is some very nasty litter there right now. So what I would suggest is, as the proposal says, that the task force, you know, by its nature, has generally it is a task and it's a start date and a finish date. And I think this sort of a task force really wouldn't finish until we have sort of control and ownership of the litter problem. And that takes in not just the litter group that Terry is talking about and all the statutory agents, but it takes in the whole education thing that is referred to by Councillor Sharman. And I think we need to be more like some of our European comrades there, where they will, you know, they see it as a real insult to see somebody throwing litter. And I think still in this day and age, we don't. And whether that be litter from fishermen or whether that be even food waste, we seem to think that it's acceptable to do this. It's not acceptable anywhere else, so it shouldn't be acceptable here, so I commend the motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Harding.
Thank you, Chair, and I would fully support the motion put forward by Councillor Clark. At the very outset, when this council was formed, the new council, and we did the consultation with the communities and that, the top priority for us is tourism. Tourism is the top priority for this council, and the one thing that will stop people, people talk about, you know, tourists come and see the how dirty our beaches are. When they see the report about our beaches, they won't come to actually see it, you know. So we're doing ourselves an awful harm, and I can't understand why the anti-litter task force that we set has nominated for tonight has a huge task. This is a huge area, and it has a huge task. This is a different remit. The beaches on and I'm chair of the task force set up to look at tourism, like is a priority, and I can't believe that you know, we think it's such a small issue that we've just added on another remit for the group already established. And we think so, a top priority, and we're afraid to establish a working group to tackle a serious, serious problem that's doing us harm. We've added on to another group that's already, that hasn't even been formed yet, that has a serious task to deal with litter in this entire district from Crawford Lane to Ballinahinstable. That's a serious, serious task to deal with, and that this it frustrates me to think that tourism is our top priority, but we won't take it serious enough to tackle these problems head on. We tag it on to somewhere else. So, which is going to take priority? Is it the streets or is it the shoreline? It's the shoreline that's stopping the tourists coming in here. And I'm saying, get a grip, cut out the pettiness and take the tourism series and to go on both tasks. Clean up the streets and clean up the shoreline. What's the shame of starting off having tackling the two of them head on? It hasn't even met yet, Kelly.
It hasn't even
been called. The fact of it is, we could have two groups walking a serious one, walking at the beach and the shoreline, and other tackling what's on the streets and everywhere else.
Councillor Harding, thank you for your contribution.
Right,
Councillor Michael Carr.
I'm talking to you. Not to you.
Councillor Andrews, please. Councillor Michael Carr.
Thanks, Terry. And thank you, Chair. And I have to say, I welcome the debate as well. It is a colossal problem right around the beach, the whole way from Warren Point, which I see wasn't one of the beaches that were listed on the survey. But the whole, and our whole council area has a coastline the whole way around it. It is an enormous problem. So therefore, welcome the debate. I have been involved in some litter picks in the past, but more importantly, I've gone down and witnessed the fruits of the organisation that Sinead talked about earlier, Love Our Lock, and it is colossal, the amount of stuff that comes in. It is very evident, and I hear what previous speakers have said about where the waste is coming from, but it's quite evident that a lot of this is coming off mussel boats and boats three counting and one count harbour. Some of it is quite hazardous, and therefore there is an urgent need. I also see the wisdom in Terry's proposal in that you're involving local groups that are already established get into it. I don't know whether Willie's proposal is the same thing or to work with those communities. But either way, I think it is a must that we move very quickly. And I think another task that the groups should be charged with is to see what funding might be out there. Because there are opportunities that there was funding available, particularly as someone mentioned the high tides that are coming in at the moment. Not just the litter that's bringing in, but the amount of seaweed and can leave beaches looking in incredible condition. So I welcome the fact that as a coastal council, we're not going to focus some attention on our coast, because it definitely needs it. And I'd be concerned if we fragment the thing too much and get a whole number of groups, whereas one big strong group on the right could tackle a whole lot. But that's up for council to say. Thank you.
We have an amendment then tabled by Councillor Andrews. So, sorry, is there someone else indicating? Sorry, Councillor Hannah, I can't see your light. Go ahead.
Big man, I thought.
And then I wasn't trying to admit you.
No, just on that, I think that Councillor Clark is saying is bringing a very valid point. I think we do need a task force to deal with the beaches. As Councillor McKee said, I did help do a bit of clean up on the beaches. The type of the beaches we have on the County Down Coast, most of them really do not get a massive pile of visitors because they're not sandy beaches, they're stony beaches. The type of that, and looking at it from that perspective, that means that most of the debris that washed up on the beach does come from boats. So we'll have to start and educate the fishing fleets, the boats, and all that. That is where most of the debris comes from, because when I was growing up, most of them were beer tins, bottles, that type of stuff. I know Harold said there were some bits of rope and stuff there, but there wasn't so much of that. It really was, and some of it was quite hazardous. But what Councillor Clark says, I think, is right. We do need a task force guys to particularly deal with the beaches. As I said, the particular type of beaches, if there's nice Torella in that area, it's quite a visited beach. Ballyhorn, maybe some of them, but up around the Moan, most of the beaches are very, very stony beaches, and to be quite honest, it's only really, really the locals that work the dogs along there, it's on the gut. But I actually see the problem, so I would support Councillor Clark there in the view that setting up a task force would be very useful.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Quinn.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Well, I would agree with most of what other councillors said, but I would just like to also remind councillors that our two legacy councillors every year supported the universities who used to come up here to clean both the beach and the Haymorns. So I was very happy, he said, our litter problem goes from the top of the mountains to the shore. And unless we're addressed a whole lot, in conjunction with the universities who come here every year to try and put a dent in it, it's they have managed to pick up the education for it. We just may have to make the bit in the middle, educating the local people who live here and contribute to the litter and the fishermen and the rest of us skills out. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. So, Councillors, there was an amendment tabled by Councillor Andrews. So, Councillor Clark, are you happy to accept the amendment?
Sure. By accepting the amendment, I see it weakening the motion and what we're trying to achieve here. But that, as Councillor Hardy says, to tag it on, lower down the sort of agenda, and we might deal with it. That's the reason we have these issues, because we're not taking our coast very serious. I think we need to, you know, look at marine litter. We're talking about bathing quality water. We're talking about, you know, the fishing industry and waste and working with our fishing industry to improve that. You're talking about sewage. You know, you're talking a lot more subject matter than just litter in general. We need to look at working with our. There was a pilot, and we actually had a pilot where they were fishing for litter. There's mountains of litter in the ocean, and as I said, it's a that following that storm, the beaches have recovered a little, you know, and it's about working with the community. Yeah, the community are up for this. The community want to get involved, are getting involved, you know, so I think we need to harness that support, but we need to look at the other issues, and tagging it on won't do it. Even in regards to munitions that have been dumped at sea following the First World War and the Second World War, which are washing up on our beaches, you know, there are the sort of issues that we need to discuss as well. And discussing it in an anti-litter meeting, I just don't think we'll do it. We need a strategic focus in regards to being the complex issues in some cases. And like Councillor Gordon said, you know, it has to have the task force has to have a start and a finish date. And I'm not looking to get people extra work. I'm looking to get a task force set up to look at the issues and come up with a series of recommendations and then feed that into our community plan and thematic group, you know, where then that work will be carried on. But just to, you know, to think that we just come down and do a couple of letter collections, that's not suffice. I've been involved in hundreds of letter collections along the beach, and as many other councillors have been involved as well. And, you know, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a clear focus in regards to quality of water, the litter issue, also contamination coming from various sources under our beaches. And being in the mountains away as well, and the waterways, you know. So there's a number of issues there, and I just think it weakens the motion. So that counts to 100 who would do it all that, and feed into the task force that I suggested.
Councillor Andrews, on that basis then, are you wanting to proceed with the amendment or?
I've listened to some of the debate and I do take on board Councillor Hardy's remarks in regards to tourism and all. I'm all for the spirit of the motion, but I believe that it's not taking away the problem that it's been highlighted by dumping on beaches and everything. The fact is that I'm more or less thinking that instead of having two or three different task forces, you know, running in tandem, that the fact that you have one body there that we're dealing with, it's not diluting or taking away any problems. It's not tagging, it's not to take a tagging along. I believe the reason why I moved this amendment was that we'll have a working group in place, and in fact, it would be beefed up, and everybody, it would be more constitution minds, and that's why I am. I moved the amendment, and I will be moving the amendment. I'm not taking away the victims of any motions. I just want to make.
Can I have a seconder then for Councillor Andrews' amendment? Seconded by
Councillor. I was under the notes of the Regulatory and Technical Services Committee. Councillor Stokes at a previous meeting did raise his concerns about litter right across the district, and that a task force would be set up to deal with litter. And the fact is, as I said in the statement there, litter is litter. Litter knows no boundaries, either be at sea or on land, or, as you probably said, from the top of the Moor Mountains to Trella Beach or whatever.
In that respect, yeah. Councillor Andrews, Councillor Clark specifically asking for the terms of reference, and do they specifically adhere to sewerage and issues relating to the coastline? Councillor Stokes?
Yeah, so the group hasn't met yet, and the terms of reference haven't been agreed. But certainly, there's a very good contribution here tonight. And I think from those contributions, we feed those in, the terms of reference for that group, sir. I'm a real concern, sir. There's a message coming across this chamber. Let's have more meetings, let's have more meetings. I really ask myself, why is this? Is there a hidden agenda here? But sometimes, you know, we talk about joined up government and joined up things. You know, the more committees you set up in different areas and all are running all over the place, sir, where are we going to get to? You know, the people just want to run all over the place. I mean, here, you know, we've just formed a new group tonight. People have appointed membership. It's going to sit down and agree in terms of reference and go forward. Now we're going to go off and set another one up and covering the same stuff. It doesn't make sense to me, sir. And, I look, it's up to the council, sir.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Emery.
I'm sorry to come in again, but I just want to say to Terry, I know you mean well here, Terry, but we have complete control, legally speaking, over litter outside of the areas that Willie is talking about. There are a particular set of laws and a particular set of problems that pertain to beaches that need to be addressed separately. There are different agencies, there's different ownership, and there's a different approach to getting litter and involving communities in picking up that litter. But most especially of all, the legal situation is quite different. Council does not have the same sort of authority it has for the streets as it would have for some of these beaches. And the laws are very different, and we have the opportunity through a special action group to change the law, to get EU bathing water standards for some of our beaches, and to actually try and put ourselves in a situation where we can create legal change in that area.
Thank you, Councillor Carr.
Just very briefly, just Councillor Enright raised a lot of issues there. And I know, for example, in Carlingford Lough, we lease the shoreline from the low tide mark to high tide mark from the Crown Estate. Is that the same from Carlingford, from the point of Carlingford online, for example, Torella Beach? It's just, excuse my English, I don't know. Do we lease the shoreline from the Crown Estate the whole way around the coast of this council area?
No, there's different ownerships on the shoreline. National Trust is part of the shoreline.
Okay, councillors, so I need to put the amendment to the floor then for a vote. And if we vote on the amendment initially.
Yeah, just to remember Eileen is the 9 members of the amendment, and hopefully Councillor Andrews will accept that they've got it then correct.
The amendment is proposed by Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Stokes. But this council notes with concern the recent marine litter survey which identified major failings in the cleanliness of local beaches and calls upon the anti-litter working group in partnership with relevant statutory agencies and partner organisations to address the issue.
You happy to accept that amendment? Yes. Okay, so we're going to... Councillor Stokes.
All in favour of the amendment.
In favour of the amendment, Councillor.
Against the amendment.
Okay, so the amendment falls, and now if I could ask Councillor Clark to sum up briefly, and we'll take your amendment, or your, sorry, your motion to the floor.
But Chair, no, I've said all along.
Okay, thank you. So put the motion then, the original motion to the floor. Those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Okay, councillors, on to item number 16 then. Notice of motion received from Councillor Enright. Can I ask Councillor Enright to move the motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. So I think many of the councillors here, particularly on the Old Down Council, were involved in the Down Community Health Committee. And the committee did as many campaigns down through the years. And these campaigns helped to get the new hospital built and most recently organised a 20,000 person demonstration last year. Now, Down Council always had a very successful tradition of actively supporting this campaign with a council-backed forum that ensured that this vital campaign was supported wherever possible with council resources and also worked to ensure the development of this site here as a whole. The tradition of the council-supported hospital campaign does not have a parallel in the same manner in the Newry area, but it would seem to many of us that in view of potential threats to services at Daisy Hill, such a forum could actually be very beneficial to Daisy Hill as well. In my opinion, and I think the opinion of people who have been involved with the campaign, and as many councillors here I can see who were, having the ability to tackle hospital-related issues proactively and at short notice gave Down Council an ability to strongly influence outcomes in health services in this area. So I'm commending this motion to Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. And just before we go proceed, I think, Liam, you want to...
Just for clarification, for information purposes, and I know there was a discussion regarding this at the... Well, not in particular this motion, but this is in terms of Health and Wellbeing Committee, which is part of the Community Planning. The 2014 Act makes certain changes in terms of what Down Council and Uri and Moran Council did and what the current council does. For example, any committee of council must be, it's stated in the legislation, must be proportionate to the political makeup of the council. So if the council decides on the number of members it wants on any committee of council, that must be proportionate with the political strength of the council. So therefore, in terms of all the political parties, and that will be at the time of election. Second point is that really that all meetings will have to be in public, and any other independent members, which we've agreed would only represent one third of the committee. So if we formed a committee, one third of the committee would be private members would also be have to sign the code of conduct before they could sit on a committee of council. Now that has a hindering effect, as councillors will be aware, in terms of the code of conduct, because of conflicts of interest and stuff like that, they are into it, and declarations of interest before members sit onto it. So I wanted to set that out. I'm not setting the debate, but I just think if members are considering a committee of council, they need to be aware of that. The second thing is in terms of community planning. The council has a role in terms of working with other statutory bodies. Guidance hasn't been gone out in terms of who the statutory bodies are yet, but certainly the consultation document would indicate that the health services trusts are actually partners with the council in terms of establishing a health and wellbeing committee. So this council will be establishing a health and wellbeing committee, which will have to work with the trust and the community members on it. It's a forum of the community plan. It's not a committee of council. So therefore, it works for very different things, and members will know, especially party leaders will know, that we had this discussion about the political makeup and basically launch it. And again, that's being set out as we prepare for that, as we prepare for the Health and Wellbeing Committee for the new council. So I just want to bring that to members' attention to help inform the debate, Chairman.
Thank you, Liam. Good, is that you? Thanks,
Madam Chair. I'd just like to second this important motion by Cadogan tonight. I think it's very, very important that this council sends out a message that we want to look at the situation of health and the well-being of our people and our hospitals and health system. It's extremely important because it affects so many, many people. I, in fact, am like many other councillors in this chamber, I'm a long-standing member of the Newry and Moran Health Action Group. I have to say it was one of the most important and constructive committees that I ever sat on in the old council, because the attendances at the meetings were always large, with always between 20 and 30 people at it, representing a wide range of people, especially experienced people and people with long-standing service within the health community, and also included a number of councillors and former councillors who felt that health was such an important issue. They in turn, in the last council, organised a series of events to fight against what was seen there as the downgrading of Beatty Hill, to ensure that people could express their opinions and come out on the streets and challenge them. They organised public meetings, one in Delaney, for instance, and they also organised the march to Beatty Hill under the banner of Save Beatty Hill in the hospital. So there's, I have to say one thing that I found from talking to members of who served in that previous committee. There's a degree of frustration out there because all these people served it on a voluntary basis, and they gave their time and experience over to the council, and the councillors were in particular very happy to get that experience and get that knowledge from them. And they would like to see such a committee up and running again. And as Cadogan says, one that will serve both the Down district and the Down Hospital and the Dayton Hill Hospital. So I would like to forward or second this motion. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor McGrath.
Chair, I mean, there's absolutely no question about the need for this. I mean, as Councillor Enright has said, I mean, 8 months ago, 20,000 people marched on the streets in Down Patrick about the reduction of services in the Down Hospital. And I think the key thing there is about the reduction of services, because that's what makes this very, very different from the community planning issue. The community planning issue is very much about looking into the future. It's very much about saying, let's look at the facts, let's look at the figures, let's see what gaps in provision there are right across the district, let's see where there are clusters of particular illnesses, let's direct the services into those areas, very much the community type services. But whenever we look at the different health campaigns, both in the Newry end and the Down end, it tends to be about the hospital and the hospital provision, and it's often driven by economic issues, it's driven by a lack of funding that sees a reconfiguration of services. And the historical experience that many of the Down District Councillors have had is that we just don't trust the trust. They've come in, and we've had experience where they've come in 3 or 4 days before Christmas to tell us that they're closing down parts of our accident and emergency units. We have temporary closures of coronary care units that are supposed to be temporary, but now have other wards opening up in their floor space, so I don't know how we're ever going to see the return of those services. And we have had consultations that have just been really very, very, very difficult. And we want to try and work with the trust, but the community planning element is very much, I think, about the future. What we need here is a forum that can react to the today, to react to the consultation that might come out next week, that we can get together with local campaigning groups and say, what do we need to hold the trust to account for? And if we look at things as well, if we take the South Eastern Trust, which just covers one half of this district, the South Eastern Trust, in terms of community planning, has to deal with Ards and North Down Council, Lisburn and Castlereagh Council, and our own council. So I don't think we're going to be getting exceptionally senior personnel from those councils coming, or from those trusts coming along to our community planning. We're probably going to be getting an assistant director, or if we're lucky, we might get a director. But if we need to hold the chief executive and the board, the trust boards, to account for the decisions that they're making about our hospital services, I don't think that in the community planning that that's going to be something that we can do. And we've just listened to a debate where people have said that when there's serious issues, there needs to be separate committees. We can't be lumping things together. And I think that argument that we've just spent 20 minutes listening to very much carries on here as well. But I do take the remarks that are made by the Chief Executive about the constraints that there possibly is whenever we use the word committee. And I do think that we're moving into a new territory where we're used under the old dispensation to say we need to form a committee to deal with an issue. But forming a committee means that we have to have stamping orders, that we have to have signing up the codes of conduct, that we're only allowed a particular amount of people. If that constrains us, maybe Councillor Enright might accept changing the word committee to forum, that we could have a Newry Morning Down health forum, which that health forum can set its own terms of references, who it needs to bring into, and what tasks it wishes to set about the task and finish, which helps to support the campaigns, and see then if need to be to the community plan, but can react and hold the trust to account, because the Down councillors that are present, I mean, we should be happy in the fact that we have held the South East Trust to account, and we have a lot of hospital services now because of the way that we have held them to account. And if we hadn't, if we had sat back and done very little campaigning, there would be an empty building sitting at the other end of this campus. So Councillor Emmett would be happy to accept that, and I have spoken to the community groups and they've said that they would be happy with it being a forum as well.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Craig.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Chair, I certainly agree that health issues are important. What I'm concerned about is the delivery mechanism for them. My abiding memory of health committee meetings, certainly where Clare Council was involved in Down, was that they were very adversarial, extremely so. And I am just not so sure what output we receive from those. Through the community planning process, I believe we've got a new approach here. And what community planning really means is partnership, working with the voluntary and private sectors to deliver better quality services. That's what our people need. It's more of a collaborative approach.
let's forget about the adversarial approach that we had in a lot of these meetings. Let's try a more collaborative partnership working approach. That's my message to fellow councillors. Council now has a statutory responsibility to work with the Health and Social Care Trust to improve health and well-being across the district. This proposal, I feel, Madam Chair, actually focuses on hospitals. It focuses on bricks and mortar. It's one-dimensional. There are wider issues to be involved, and these can be worked up through the thematic groups. Issues like primary care needs, alcohol, drug abuse, suicide, mental health, Care Start, Home Start, social deprivation, physical activity. This thematic group will focus more on outcomes, not one-dimensional. It's a wider issue than that. And I believe that that's where proper delivery can really start to be made, where we feed into that process, we have a data hub that feeds all the information into community groups, etc., and to those thematic groups to make the information available. And if there are specific issues that arise in urgent need, I don't see any reason why a task force shouldn't be able to deal with those. But with community planning, with an opportunity to work, I believe, in a more constructive way to deliver for our communities. And it's like the old saying, prevention is better than cure. So we can focus on prevention through community planning, but also we realise that we have to have a provision for cure as well. But all these should be dealt with through the community planning process. So, Madam Chair, I would not be supporting this motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Walker.
Chair, thank you very much. The debate has been interesting so far. It has been mentioned about the old Down Council and the way the Health Committee worked there. So it has. We've heard it mentioned that your council, you needed 30 members at it. But under the old council, while I'm a great supporter of health, and I have criticised my minister in the past, whether it's the Edwin Pitts, whether it's the Jim Wales, or whether it's the Simon Hamilton, because I am passionate about what Down Community Health Committee is doing. So I am. But I was disheartened in the old Down Council. We heard Councillor Emery speak about committee meetings of that committee. Well, I have the last 9 committee meetings printed and the attendances. And the mover of the motion tonight attended 1 meeting in 9, and it's there in black and white. Now, it leaves a lot to be desired. So it's all because we were bringing in health groups and community groups, so we were to give presentations. And meeting, for example, there's one there, 5 councillors out of 23 attended. Now, we had 7 out of 23, we had 6 out of 23, we had 8 out of 23. That's just an example, so it is. As to what councillors were attempting them in the past, and it was very, very embarrassing. And when I sat in the chair as the last chairman, it was embarrassing bringing groups in to give presentations, because you could count the councillors in your one hand. Sometimes it was more officials taking notes than that. Now, I'm a great supporter of health, but I think my colleague here, Councillor Craig, is right. I think we need to give community planning a chance, and let's see if it works. If it doesn't work, we can always come back to this again. But my experience under the old Down Council hasn't been a good experience when it comes to the Health Committee. And I have to say that we can hold the trust to account, because we as a council can demand that this trust comes here and presents the full council. We have the right to ask them. So we have. So if we want them to come here on a serious issue, We can ask them to come here and present to this full council. We can also, hopefully, ask Down Community Health Committee to come along too and be involved in such meetings like that. Now that's my belief. So it is. But in the past, they leave a lot to be desired. So councillors out there that's pushing for this, or the main offenders, or the councillors that never even attended in the past, because it was mothballed a number of years ago, and it was reinstated a couple of years ago because of the crisis of the town. And I said the very same thing. Is it worthwhile resurrecting it? We were told yes. Go on to the website of Old Down Council and you will see it wasn't worth resurrecting it because the councillors never turned up. And that's what angered me. I can say I attended 100% of them. That's one thing I can't say, so I can't. But if we're going to do it and it goes through, I just hope the councillors that are supporting it attend it. I know I'll be attempting it if it does go through. And that's all I have to say in the matter. But I'm angry at councillors pushing that when they couldn't even be bothered to attend the Old Down Council model.
Thank you, councillor. Councillor Byrne.
I wish I had some revelation. No available. I have sympathy with Councillor Water. What he says, we did with this council. We recently had the South Eastern, the Southern Health Trust, the Ambulance Service, and the Health and Social Care Board. Something that certainly in my time in the old legacy council, we never managed to get such an array of decision makers in one room, and the attendance was more than poor. So I fully sympathise with Councillor Walker's assessment, and I would suggest that there's nothing in what I've seen which would change, would say that that's going to change long term. That being said, I think the opportunity here, I think we have the best of both worlds. I think though I disagree with Colin's assessment of community planning, I think there's wisdom in his words as to the point that Gareth makes. I think is a point well made, and the community planning for me is the only show in town. I'm very biased because I'm a big advocate of community planning, but what I would say to Colin, you know, your remarks about community planning being for the future, I agree, it certainly is about doing things better in the future, but it's the changes that we make to the now that will really shape the future. For me, community planning is simply a better way of delivering services in the district, on whatever them services be, and I recognise where the community are demanding the services are kept, in the retention of the hospital as an example, that we should stand steady with them. But what we do have through community planning is a unique opportunity to sit down with a statutory partner, and they've never been a statutory partner before, and I agree wholeheartedly that there's been no trust between locally elected representatives and people appointed by the trust, and that the essence of partnership is based on trust, and if we don't have trust, we don't have partnership. So the trust, I wish their name wasn't the trust. The trust have to come on board, and they have to commit wholeheartedly. They will. Their minister has committed them to it, as all ministers have committed all statutory bodies. And moving it from a statutory council and the legal side of things to a forum, I think you used the term task and finish. That would be something that I would certainly agree with. A forum will have the expertise there, and there's nobody in this chamber suggesting that just because you put your name on a ballot paper, you know the ins and outs, and particularly when we talk about health issues, it is far too complex, and you need to be, you need to spend all your time just immersed in health issues to understand them, even to keep up with some of the things, and you're always trying to see if somebody pulling the move on you. So I agree that the task and finish would be a great example, and with the task and finish you do have a start and an end, so we can have focus within your forum, so we could use this lever within this one that everybody has backed all the parties about. So it's an easy example. It might be something that we say, there's a campaign, let's get the forum together, let's get a task and finish set up, let's get the expertise in, and let's see if we can get a pointed conversation And then we use the community planning policy to sit down with the statutory agency and say, right, here's what we're getting on the ground. Why have you made this decision? Where is your logic coming from? How do we change this? How do we look at the results? How do we spend it better on the area? So I think it's a great opportunity. But the reality is that the situation we're in at the minute with the lack of trust has come, you know, about, or probably on both sides, there's been problems, and we need to build these relationships. Locally, our forum have not just been local experts, but they've also provided us with a lot of lobbying skills. And like you say, I don't think there's a political party, or all political parties speak to 20,000 people walking through the streets within Paris. I think that was the power of the people and the message is there. So we obviously don't want to dilute that, but I think we just need to channel that expertise and that lobbying skill. The solutions that community planning can give us, I think, for issues like the hospital, can be completely non-medical solutions. And I say that because the A&E is one of the big things. I don't think that we all expect A&E. I don't think anybody expects it anytime soon to return to Down Patrick. But, you know, if through community planning we identify that the road infrastructure in the Down Patrick area, getting to Down Patrick from Newry, getting to Down Patrick from Ballinan, getting to Down Patrick from the nearest acute hospital, which is the Ulster, is not good enough, well, the community planning might be the mechanism that makes a minister change his mind and say, well, you know, we need to strip a dual college right between them 2 points. And I don't think that would be something anybody would say no to. I think we'd all welcome that. So they're the sort of examples of where, through the task and finish, that we can change. But we have to think big. Community planning is about strategy, and it's about high-level thinking. And we're local elected representatives, and we always like to stay local. But our thinking has to change a little bit, and we need to think about how we can, you know, if we were to get a bit of dual carriageway and then have it to link Belfast and Belfast, that's going to be something that has to be identified in the programme for government, and that's at the level we need to be thinking at. And that's where Danny sits in the partnership panel, and we need to be a little bit more close-knit in dealing with that. So I just finished by saying, I don't think our party would be accepting the motion as read. But with the amendment, I think it's acceptable to us that it would be a forum with a task in time.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor.
I'll keep my remarks brief, but most of what I could have said has been said already. Again, I do have concerns about the motion as it stands. I think the scope of the committee, as suggested, is very limited. Particularly given the fact that health division in general is a very wide and varied, you know, issue. I've been at various discussions over the last number of months, particularly regarding the change aspect of things, and it was my anticipation and still is that the health and wellbeing committee that will be established through that will be the main show in town in terms of making sure that we are able to lobby and make representations in terms of protecting health division in the community, and it is certainly my sincere hope that continues to be the case. As it stands, you know, I wouldn't be supportive of the motion, but I could give, you know, some consideration to the forum. Obviously, we need to look at the terms and conditions of that forum, but it would be something that I could look at this stage, certainly.
Thank you, Councillor Quinn.
Thank you, Chair. I am in support of most of the motion. In going forward, I hope that community planning will be the only show in town. But so far on the evidence, I don't hold a lot of faith, because when the new councils have been set up, we knew we were going to be working for two health authorities. There was stealth going on in a moratorium on admissions to Sleaville. The same thing was happening to some of the care homes in South Armagh and in Newry. Sleaville has been highlighted here, the two hospitals have been highlighted. We were elected to represent all of the health needs of all of the people in Newry and Morndown. And I think we need to keep both of these committees going until there is a proven track record. Because the people will be asking us, if we close one of them down and we do lose some of the services, why did you let that happen? I think if we keep the both running in parallel until we have evidence of buy-in from the two health trusts that we're dealing with. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Brown.
I would be in support of my colleague's motion here tonight, but I do take on board. I said colleagues. All of you are my colleagues. or comrades, or whatever you prefer. Don't tell Susan, sorry. I do take on board the comments made by Councillor Burns and Councillor Walker as well. Always a good man for bringing up the hard data. I would like to go forward because I think there really is no harm in trying. You really can't have too many efforts thrown at health in our area. I just make a recommendation that possibly the same people should represent councillors on both organisations so we could have as much joint up information sharing as possible, and that way those people could clearly see what the differences on the two groups are and whether there needs to be a need for both going forward. That would be my only contribution.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Enright, then, are you happy to firstly accept the amendment?
Do I get a sum up?
Yes, you may, yes.
Thank you very much. Well, yes, I'm very happy. I think Colin summarised the situation perfectly. I mean, we all recognise what Garth is saying is quite correct, that we need to work with community planning in a cooperative manner to map out the needs of the area. But we do know that the previous forum in addressing health was there and available to tackle issues when they cropped up. Now, the Trust, for instance, accepts that we have a need for accident and emergency in the Down Hospital area. They're not arguing about that. What they're saying is they're not going to deliver it because they haven't got the staff. So this is an area where we have a mismatch between what they openly acknowledge that we need and what they're prepared to deliver. That's a difficult thing. There are other things that come down the line. Colin mentioned how we got a note two weeks before Christmas of the closure of wards or the closure of accident and emergency. 3 days. And these sorts of issues, we know they're going to continue. We know that in the pipeline that Daisy Hill is probably going to get something similar. And the community planning process isn't designed to turn around that sort of an issue and to support a community campaign. In fact, it would be entirely inappropriate for the community planning process to be used to support a vigorous community campaign fighting for the retention of particular services. I just wanted to pick up on something that Billy Walker said, because during the last year in council, Billy Walker took particular pleasure by excluding me from all party or all committee meetings on the basis I was no longer a member of the Green Party. He went out of his way to make sure that my voters were not represented and excluded me from all committees. So I would say to Billy and the DUP, well, I can understand your need to support your minister, but it's far more important to support the Down Hospitals and far more important to support Daisy Hill, and we need to give the councillors the ability to campaign in a vigorous sort of way without polluting our community planning system, and to be able to take that blunt disagreement with services being taken away from our hospitals that we know that we need. And it will be in our community planning system, and when you take that blunt disagreement outside of the community planning process, or else we will damage the community planning process. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Sorry, Councillor Helen seconded the motion. So, Councillors, we have Councillor Kilvin Enright has indicated that he's going to accept the amendment, so we'll put the substantive motion to the floor, including the amendment.
So change the rest of Urian Moore and Down, establish a dedicated health forum to counter long-standing attempts to downgrade hospital services at the downgrade level. This forum will incorporate representatives from the Down Community Health Committee and an equivalent party representative organisation from your area. Is that correct?
Chair, just clarity.
Clarity,
please. The forum, is that on the basis of the committee which Chief Executive earlier described?
Chairman, if the motion is approved, there needs to be some clarification in terms of the membership of it, how it's going to be done, how it's going to be represented, how we're going to apply people to it. So it's not a committee of council, it's an open forum, similarly as you would have as Leave Low Forum or any other forums that we have within it. So I think it's something we need to take back to the party. If it's approved, we need to take back to the party leaders group and actually consider the detail of it and consider the terms of reference for it and how it fits the community plan. So there's a piece of work to be done out of this, but
I'm content that it's not a committee of council, that it's really, it's a forum, it's kind of a number of members or as less members as required, and I think that's maybe something that we need to discuss if the motion's carried. No.
Okay, councillor, so I'm going to put the motion to the floor. Those in favour? Record a vote, certainly.
Councillor Terry Andrews? No. Councillor Bailey?
For the motion.
Councillor Brown? Councillor Burgess is absent. Councillor Burns? Councillor Carr? Councillor Casey? Councillor Patrick Clark is absent. Councillor Willie Clark? Councillor Craig? Councillor Curran? Councillor Devlin is absent. Councillor Donnelly is absent. Councillor Sean Doran is absent. Councillor Ennis? Councillor Enright? Councillor Fitzpatrick? Councillor Hannah? Councillor Hart? Councillor Harvey? Councillor Hurton? Councillor Highland? Councillor Timmins? Councillor Larkin? Councillor Loughran? Councillor McAteer Declan? Councillor Kevin McAteer? Councillor McGrath? Councillor McKay? Councillor Mulgrew? Councillor Mernon? Councillor O'Brien? Councillor O'Murray? Councillor Quinn? Councillor Riley is absent. Councillor Ryan? Councillor Sharvin? Councillor Stokes? Councillor Taylor? Councillor Tinley? Councillor Walker? 35-4, no one against and no abstentions.
Okay, councillors, that brings the meeting to an end. Right. There's nothing tabled, but hold on just a minute. Councillor Quinn, go ahead.
Yes, Chair. Thank you very much for that, man. I would just like to commend our council directors and staff who view the Euromeet to Newcastle for the middle of the week. We had representatives here from a number of companies. It was a very prestigious event to get to our area, but also our area stood up with the best that Europe had to offer. The only wee piece of the work we need to do better is understand ourselves. But it was a... But it was just a pay compliment to the council staff.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Tim.
Just on the forum, can agreement then you take it back to party leaders to get a discussion on the detail of it?
Okay.
I know.